Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, January 8th, 2023, 9:06 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, and man, it is a winter wonderland out there. Of course, a bunch of big snowstorms hitting the area, especially here in Monticello up at the higher elevations. And then a bunch of wind to follow. We've got some pretty wild conditions out there. Of course, that's meant some closures for schools in the area. The Monticello High School and Elementary and the LaSalle School are all closed. We've got a virtual learning day, so they don't lose the school day. They don't have to make it up because they have this virtual day. So definitely check, you know, those normal communication channels if you've got a student at the Monticello schools or the LaSalle School. And they'll be sure to update you on what you're supposed to do today with that online learning day. We've got a delayed start elsewhere in the San Juan School District, Montezuma Creek Schools. So Montezuma Creek Elementary and Whitehorse High School, Navajo Mountain High School all have a delayed start due to the weather. So instead of starting at 8, they'll begin at 10, and the bus schedules are on a two-hour delay as well. So if you were supposed to get up, get picked up at 7, you're getting picked up at 9. So that's in those areas. Looking elsewhere in the Red Rock listening area, in Colorado schools in the area, they're all scheduled to begin the school year after their winter break tomorrow. So there's not been an issue with the storm regarding that. However, district staff in the Montezuma Cortez district is a planned teacher work day. They noted they'll have a two-hour delay for all staff in the Montezuma Cortez district. So, Dove Creek Schools, the building offices are closed today, with, again, school resuming tomorrow as scheduled in the Dove Creek Schools. So, wouldn't be surprised to, didn't see any official announcements in Mancos or Dolores School District. But again, the students are not coming to school, so they don't necessarily need that large announcement.
In Southwest Colorado.
Yep. Yeah, they're all scheduled to return tomorrow, so doesn't really impact students. Staff, of course, you've been probably contacted by your employers at those school districts in Southwest Colorado. Montezuma Cortez, again, is on a delayed start. Dove Creek Schools, buildings closed. So, yeah, I'm sure you've been contacted, if not. But, again, Monticello schools and LaSalle schools, no school delayed start for Montezuma Creek schools and Navajo Mountain schools.
Yeah, and if you're in the Monticello LaSalle schools, it is a virtual day, so there will be schoolwork and you won't have to make it up in the spring, but it's as close to a snow day as you get in this day and age.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, again, one of those impacts from COVID, they learned how to do these virtual learning days because they did it for months, you know. So as a result, they've figured out that they can implement this for weather closures, for snow days, so they don't have to make the days up. Students are still able to do some learning today. That's interesting.
In the past, it was nothing more exciting than a snow day and nothing worse than that beautiful Saturday in April that you had to go to school to make up for the snow day.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well, yeah, you gotta, it's where you learn the idea of
learn to get tough out there.
Yep.
Our kids need to get tough, I guess.
I guess so. With that, you know, that's, of course, closures in the school district. You know, looking around other entities, certainly I saw Utah Navajo Health Systems. They're remaining open throughout the storms, but they say, hey, we may be on a bit of delayed start. You know, and then that just applies for, you know, all business throughout the area. You know, if you've got something you have to do, you got a job, you have to be out there traveling, take your time. You know, it's better to be 15 minutes late than go off the side of the road and be 2 hours late and your car's totaled late, you know. So
yeah,
take your time or don't go if you can afford to find a way to not have to travel into work.
UDOT and CDOT, that's Utah Department of Transportation and Colorado Department of Transportation, both have active websites and keep up with conditions because conditions change from place to place. We got a skiff, maybe an inch of snow on Friday here in Monticello, and there was 4 inches in Cortez. Hmm. I heard this morning there was about an inch in Moab, so no significant weather impacts in the Moab area, but closure in LaSalle, which is about 20 miles from Moab. So,
yeah. So, very interesting. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings coming your way throughout the Red Rock listening area. We'll take a quick break and be back with more local news and happenings. Stick with us. It's the morning show here on Red Rock 92.7.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and Walker's True Value in Moab is ready to help you celebrate it the right way. Save on power tools and accessories, barbecue grills and smokers, patio fire pits, batteries, heaters, and tons of stocking stuffers for that special guy on Santa's list. True Value Hardware's been helping you deck the halls for 75 years. Come check out our great deals on Christmas lighting and decor. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Walker's True Value, Moab's locally owned one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Kick off the start of the year with us at Ute Mountain Casino. Spin your way into January with the Winter Wonder Wheel every Saturday at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. Lucky winners will be drawn to spin the wheel for a chance to walk away with up to $2,000 in cold, hard cash. Fuel up Fridays from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. One drawn winner will win a $200 gas card. Fuel up your adventures and experience the joy of winning at Ute Mountain Casino.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, January 8th, 2024, 9:15 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. And once again, it's weather out there is the main news. Bunch of snowstorm starting Sunday and continuing into today. Now wind throughout the area, so definitely be careful as you're driving out there. Monticello schools and LaSalle schools are both closed for the day. Montezuma Creek schools and Navajo Mountain schools on a delayed start. Other schools in regular session, and then Southwest Colorado schools. Students start the new year tomorrow, so no impacts there. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. I know, Bill, you were looking some stuff up during the break about some of these weather impacts. Anything else to add?
No. The crews are out, and they're working hard. The big problem, I think, is drifting. Looking at the official Monticello measurements over the weekend is 16.5 inches, so well over a foot. But it's the drifts that are the big issue right now. And, boy, as I plowed coming into town, there were some big drifts blown across the middle of the road on my non-city street. And then I get to the city streets, and they're working hard and doing their best. And a lot of hard work throughout the area. Boy, the road crews work hard this time of year.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, this wind, you know, I'd like to do some I'm not super morning person, despite having a morning show. But I like to do some snow plowing before bed, and I looked at the weather and saw that it was just going to be blowing over. So I ended up not doing a ton because, you move the snow now, and some other snow is going to come and replace it with that wind. So, again, not a great day to be traveling if you can avoid it. But again, the snow plows are out there regardless, because there's people that need to be moved across the roadways. So.
And check the conditions too. Just an inch in Moab, the roads look clear and dry.
Yep.
But a foot and a half in Monticello almost.
Yep. Yeah. So, check your conditions. Again, as Bill mentioned, the Colorado and Utah Department of Transportation each have some good websites with updates and cameras. You can take a look and see what the conditions are yourself. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. I've got more local news and happenings for you. Some news out of the Cortez Journal, interesting report from the Journal, just published on Saturday. You'll read it in the upcoming edition as well. Bailey Duran with the report of positions being cut from the Montezuma County Sheriff's Office and an employee petition for collective bargaining. Those positions and budget were cut at the December 28th County Commissioner's special meeting, of course, right before the end of the year. Montezuma County Commissioners passed a budget for 2024 that cut 10 positions at the Montezuma County Sheriff's Office. Before the cut became official, Sheriff's Office employees submitted a petition to the state of Colorado that may trigger a vote toward collective bargaining, which went into effect. That's a law that went into effect in July 1st. The collective bargaining came in after a meeting on October 5th. Really interesting conversations happening there in Montezuma County, as the Sheriff's Office set to lose 10 positions as the Montezuma County Commissioner is getting ready to, did pass that budget. So, interesting development there. There's a full story, great report. If you want to learn more details, you can get it online at the-journal.com or pick up an upcoming edition of the Cortez Journal. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92, looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Let's see here. You know, we had, today actually is the final day in the state of Utah to go ahead and file if you want to run for office in San Juan County and Grand County. Let me see that.
That's for partisan positions and school boards.
That's right. Some of those positions include in San Juan County. There's several positions. There's county commissioner for District 1. There is three school board members. Again, those are nonpartisan, but those close again today for the first district, which is kind of the Monticello area and north. Second district, which includes most of Blanding, and the fourth district, which includes Aneth and Montezuma Creek, and also a little bit of south of Blanding. So those districts all up for re-election. There's San Juan County Treasurer, Assessor, Recorder, and Surveyor all up for election. Of course, there's also statewide elections, including State House District 69, which in the Utah State House of Representatives is currently represented by Phil Lyman. That's the San Juan and Grand District, as well as some other small southern
counties.
Wayne
and Garfield and Kane. It's a big district.
Yep. State Senate District 26, which again is San Juan and Grand, as well as Emory and counties. And then there's the State School Board District. Of course, there's also the governor's race, federal races as well, the Utah House District 3, Utah State Senator, and then, of course, the 2024 primary presidential race. So that's all occurring this year. But again, if you want to register to as a candidate for election, that ends today with the close of office hours. So that's in Grand County and San Juan County. You can go by those clerk's offices until 5 p.m. today if you want to file.
And if you want to change your party affiliation to Republican to vote in as a Republican in these upcoming elections, you need to do that by today too.
Yes. Yeah. That's again. That's if you need to make a change.
Change.
If you are a registered Republican, if you got a registered, if as a Republican, if you got a primary ballot for the Republican Party previously, you should be good to go in the last election, that is. So anyways, you can contact the clerk's office if you have any questions about that as well. So again, those both close today. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got lots of local news and happenings for you throughout the area. Of course, as part of the show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the area.
Yes, there'll be funeral services this coming Saturday for Michael Epperson, age 83, of Moab. They begin at noon at the Moab Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on Locust Lane. Viewing from 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday at Spanish Valley Mortuary. And there'll be a memorial service for Catherine Ann Evans of Cortez at 10 a.m. on January 20th at the LDS Church on Empire Street in Cortez. She passed away in November. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. And again, our condolences at this time. It is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be back with more news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
It's the Big Ace Hardware Rapid and Ready event going on now through Christmas at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Get 20% off LED celebration light sets. Save up to $200 on Traeger and Weber grills. And Ace Reward members get free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up. Plus, load up on stocking stuffers with great deals on Yeti drinkware, toys, and DeWalt Craftsman and Milwaukee Power Tools and Accessories. That's just the beginning of our Red Hot Buys at the Rapid and Ready event now through Christmas at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, January 8th, 2024, 9:26 a.m. January 8th, Bill.
Yes, and that song you just heard, That's Just the Way It Is by Bruce Hornsby and the Range, was the number one song on this day in 1987. It was released in 1986 as the second single from their debut album. It topped the charts in the United States, Canada, and the Netherlands. Great song. Today's National Fourth Graders Day. What a great day for a snow day for the fourth graders out there. Or, of course, it's a virtual learning day, but it's as close as to the snow day as we'll have in this day and age. So hope you have a great day celebrating National Fourth Graders Day if you're a fourth grader out there. It's also National Bubble Bath Day. Seems like a good idea after a long day plowing snow or pushing snow or shoveling snow or fighting snow. and it's National Clean Your Desk Day. I was looking up National Clean Your Desk Day, and man, it's just the hygiene of cleaning your desk was what they're focused on. I like the idea of the organization that comes from cleaning your desk. But they said, and they said, this is on the internet, so it's got to be
true.
It's
they said it.
They said it. The average work desk can be 100 times filthier than a kitchen table. And a work desk is probably 400 times less hygienic than a toilet seat. So if you have some hygienic issues in your life, maybe clean your desktop. If you have some organizational issues in your life.
They said that your desk is dirtier than
you know, and they use the word probably, which is
I don't believe that one bit.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to do
I'll go to battle with they.
Okay.
With the internet people.
You're on notice, they. Yeah. You say that a work desk is probably 400 times less hygienic than an average toilet seat, then you've got some skepticism out here.
Yeah. A work desk? I mean, there's some germs, but...
When was the last time you cleaned your work desk, though?
Well,
I
probably can tell you...
At least once a year.
Yeah, I can tell you. We're gonna move on. Right. I'm gonna move on. I'm done.
Okay.
With that.
Well, it's National Clean Your Desk Day. That's the thing to take away from this is, it's probably a good idea to clean your desk today and probably once a week, maybe from here on out.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Birthdays today: the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley, was born on this day in 1935. He died in 1977 at the age of 42. Singer, movie star, icon, still to this day. He'd be 89 years old today if he was still with us. But he's not. David Bowie was born today in 1947. He passed away in 2016. He'd be 77. Still a relatively young man. Ziggy Stardust, the Thin White Duke. He was known as a lot of things. And after 6 weeks of intense Christmas music on Red Rock, I have to admit that his duet with Bing Crosby, Little Drummer Boy, is one of my favorites. That's a good one. Theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking was born today in 1942. He passed away in 2018. Incredible mind, incredible result of his years of work, particularly as a very, very incapacitated person. He's back in the news a little bit lately. I think he ended up on Epstein's list. But Stephen Hawking was born today. He came to the Red Rock country, too. He spent some time here.
Huh.
Weekend birthdays for Jim Eberlein, Soren Welch, Michael DeRozier, Wendy Crane, and Ty Hostler. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. I have a few more funeral notices that we didn't get to in that earlier segment. There'll be funeral services for Cortez resident Bianca Alvarez tomorrow at St. Margaret Mary Catholic Church in Cortez. And services for Angeline King, age 92 of Monticello, are Saturday, January 27th at 10 a.m. at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Monticello. Sorry, we missed those earlier. And then there's one more that may come in. Let me check real quick. No, that's it. If you want to give a shout-out on the morning show or have anything you'd like to add, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Another thing I got to mention, too, the Bluff Balloon Festival is coming up this weekend. San Juan Record and Red Rock 92 are sponsors of some balloons that will be going up this weekend, so it should be a lot of fun. With that, we may be giving away some rides on some of those hot air balloons, so be sure to listen to the morning show. Be prepared to call in. Probably be doing that Wednesday morning, so be sure to call in or listen, and you may be calling in. We may be able to work that out, so be sure to keep listening to the morning show.
Boy, and that's an awful lot of fun. There are flights on Friday and Saturday. They go to Valley of the Gods on Sunday. But that balloon festival is all of a sudden a long-standing tradition and a wonderful January weekend on this weekend. Should be really interesting weather this weekend, it should clear up by then for sure.
Yeah, it's supposed to be clear definitely by Friday, Saturday. But yeah, they've got a bunch of events. We'll be going over it again. But of course they've got balloon flights in Bluff Friday and Saturday morning. Then they go to the Valley of Gods on Sunday morning. But they've got a bunch of other events as well. They've got a Navajo taco dinner fundraiser on Friday. They've got the Fire of Ice evening on Saturday, which is always a good time. Just people hanging out. The balloons or tethered balloons go up at sunset. So it's a really cool time. So once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news coming your way. We'll send you over to the on-air job fair, and we'll be back with the sports reports here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time physicians with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a few open positions, including heavy equipment operators, mechanics, a senior mine engineer, and a chief mine engineer. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments. They're also seeking a dialysis manager, a radiology ultrasound tech, and a part-time radiology department secretary slash scheduler. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. San Juan County has a number of openings, including a health educator in the public health department and a light equipment operator. Other positions include a Children's Justice Center director and a sheriff's deputy, in addition to a part-time community marketing coordinator and an EMT. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomorrow role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Now is the best time to buy a new vehicle from Performance Ford of Moab during our end-of-year sales event. We have deals on every vehicle, from Mavericks to Super Duties, and thousands off F-150s. Don't let your money go to Uncle Sam. Buy new and get a business write-off. We offer a variety of financing options and rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s, 0.9% on Expeditions, and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Performance Ford of Moab. Doing deals like never before. It's that easy.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. Lots of basketball over the weekend, even though most of the teams in Colorado haven't started the new year. The Monument Valley girls solidified their status as the number one team in the Utah 1A very convincingly, with easy wins over number two Wendover and 2A's St. Joseph. The Lady Cougars are now 11-1 on the year. The Whitehorse girls are also in the top 10 in the 1A ranks. They beat Pinnacle 61-30 on Friday. The San Juan and Grand County girls both split games over the weekend, beating Gunnison but losing to North Sevier. The San Juan boys did just the opposite with a win over North Sevier and a loss to Gunnison. The Grand County boys swept both of those teams. On the wrestling mats over the weekend, San Juan took third at the 2A duels in Richfield. Mancos finished 15th among 48 teams at the conflict at Cleveland in Rio Rancho. And Monticello was the top finisher among local teams at the Rocky Mountain Invitational in Pagosa Springs. The Buckaroos tied Durango for 7th. Montezuma Cortez was 10th, Nucla was 11th, and Dolores 16th in that tournament. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is, once again, Monday, January 8th, 2024, 9:42 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Once again, that's Rhett Sifford on the local sports report. Always good to have Rhett back giving those reports. Taking a look at the regional report, we'll start in the NFL. Final week of the NFL for our regional teams, as the Denver Broncos were defeated by the Vegas Raiders, and the Seahawks defeated the Arizona Cardinals. So our two regional teams out of the playoff hunt, but wild cards starting up this weekend, this Saturday. Of course, there's also the NCAA championship in football tonight. Washington and Michigan lining up across from each other. So good time for football, but all of our regional teams are done for the year. Let's take a look at the regional teams in the NBA. All three were in action on Friday. The Jazz losing to Boston, Denver losing to Orlando, and the Suns beating Miami on Friday. On Saturday, the Jazz got a good win in Philadelphia over the 76ers, 120-109. On Sunday, the Suns lost to the Memphis Grizzlies, and the Denver Nuggets beat the Detroit Pistons, 131-114. Jamal Murray with 37 points in that win for the Nuggets. In action tonight, the Utah Jazz are in Milwaukee taking on the Bucks. That tips off at 6. And the Phoenix Suns are in Los Angeles taking on the Clippers, tipping off at 8:30. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report. But before we close the show, just again, once again, a reminder, weather conditions throughout the area impacting schools, including the Monticello and LaSalle schools. They are closed. They're in virtual learning today. Montezuma Creek and Navajo Mountain schools are on a delayed start. They are going to close at their normal time, but their start time was delayed. Other schools in the area on a normal schedule. Southwest Colorado schools, of course, go back to school tomorrow. That'll do it for the sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.